You know.
Welcome to the Wild West. For another week, you're here with Mick, Glenn, and Steve. Hello, welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, welcome back.
The full team's here, finally.
That's always
the A
right?
team. Where's the A team?
The A team.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah, look, we make an A, see?
By the way, people might not realize, this is radio, it's hard to see, but Mick has got a new lease on life this week. He has slightly changed his appearance. He used to be a bearded hippie. Now he's a 70s mustache porn star.
He is.
Oh.
He's grown up.
He's grown up. He looks 70 years younger.
Or Einstein.
Einstein.
Or Einstein. You look a bit like Einstein, actually.
He does.
Were you related?
Oh, it could be.
What's he?
I taught him everything he knew.
Did
he? What does E equal?
E equals MC squared.
Oh, there we go. He's Einstein. Yes. Done.
Good job, Mick.
Sorted.
Your first science
lesson. There is time travel, and you can go faster than light.
And it's been a big week this week as well. We've had the same Prime Minister for a whole week.
That's good.
That's an achievement. I think he's almost due for long service leave.
Longer than any other.
Who's this?
He's ready for a pension, right?
He's for
Morrison?
A pension. That's it. Morrison. Retire now.
We've had the Red Skull on.
The Red Skull? Who's
him?
Yeah. Peter Dunn.
He's a nice guy.
Mick thinks he looks like the Red Skull from Captain America.
Yeah, he does. Peter
Mick,
Dunn.
That's he does, actually. Right. No, yeah. You're right. Yeah. I'll pay that, yeah.
People might think he's a villain as well. So.
Oh, we have to get Captain.
I thought some people do think he's a villain.
No, because of this whole au pair thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Did you get your au pair in?
No,
I don't have an au pair. I feel like I should get one.
You should.
To get one brought over here and marry it.
But then you have to get a whole visa issue.
Marry it.
And marry him.
Oh, yeah. She's coming over as an au pair.
It's good for the country, right?
Yeah.
But she was coming on a voluntary basis.
Yeah, right. Voluntary to
voluntary
do
work. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
But how's that good for the nation?
I think it's who you know.
Of course it is.
I think this is the problem with the whole thing. If she came on a boat, she would have been sent back.
You know anyone in the AFL, maybe?
No, there's no Burnses there I'm aware of. I'll check it out.
I know a lot of people in the AFL, but they don't know me.
I know Buddy, I know...
Buddy, yeah. My last name was Franklin.
That's it, there you go.
But we'll talk about this in sport, but apparently the AFL chief said he was just making a representation on behalf of somebody and didn't think that was a problem, and it's like, that is the problem.
Yeah.
That you just sit there, because if you made a representation, Steve went to Mr. Dutton and said, my au pair, Glenn's au pair is not going through.
Yeah.
Can you help out?
Can you move it along?
Do you think
along?
You would have got it done in a day?
Probably not.
No, I'm pretty sure you've been in the back of the queue.
Triplets, those au pairs.
What about au apples?
Yeah.
And au bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a man joke, mate. That's a dad joke, mate.
So your jokes weren't in your beard, right? You kept your jokes in your head, right?
They were in his beard, because now...
Did Einstein do dad jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Just checking.
But he couldn't tie his shoelaces.
Couldn't he?
No. He had to get other people to tie his shoelaces.
Only if he would have lived in a time of Velcro sneakers, imagine what he would have been like.
What he could accomplish.
Mm.
That'd be amazing. But also, I'm sure there's a lot else going on.
That's it. No, it's just a pairs.
Television and...
And bad dad jokes.
Sport.
Yeah. The Melbourne Cup's racing to another channel, apparently.
Yeah. US Open's on at the moment.
Yeah.
Umpires getting involved. Mm-hmm. It's good, though. Moral support, right? For Kurios.
Maybe.
He needs it.
He needs a bit. He needs something.
But the other bloke's doing good as well.
Which one?
The one.
There's many blokes in there.
No, the Australian.
Yeah, that bloke. You know that bloke? That
the Australian
bloke.
Who looks like, he dresses like, come on!
Hewitt.
Yeah, he dresses like Hewitt. He's only 17, 18. He's just got in.
Who, Mick?
The guy that looks like Hewitt. God, come on, Steve. Seriously.
He got high in one of the finals, and he was beaten by the top bloke, but he was only 17 or 18 at the time. That was last year or this year.
Okay, well, he's doing well, whoever he may
be. Australian.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
Coming up next, we'll figure out who he is for sport.
Australian male.
Plus, we've got what's happening in the local area and everything else coming up. This is the Wild West.
Program. Deep Purple there. Smoke on the Water. Does that bring back memories?
Mate? Yes. Plenty of smoking on the water.
Well, that was a request for Tony.
Do you know where Smoke on the Water was started? How the song got going?
No, Rick. Enlighten us.
It was one of the pop groups using some other pop group.
Sampling, right?
No, they were using their music, using their drums and stuff at a pop concert. And someone dropped a lighter and the whole concert went up in smoke. So it was Smoke on the Water.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But did they get out?
Yeah, everyone got out, but they lost... They lost all their instruments.
Oh. What, was it Deep Purple or some other band?
It was Deep Purple, was playing, but I'm not sure.
Oh. Okay, time for sport.
And the big news of the week was this amazing moment on the Central Coast last night.
We've been waiting a few weeks. Still can't quite believe it's happening, but Usain Bolt is a footballer. What kind of footballer? Well, next 20 minutes will give us a fair indication.
Well, they put two men on him straight away.
Well, he can run, he can do it. He's the fastest man on earth, but he's the fastest man on the football pitch.
Can he dribble?
Oh, I don't know. That's next.
He has to learn how to dribble the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you had a few shots. I think that no one thought he was, you know,
anything special.
Timmy Cahill's replacement, but, you know, he was not bad.
You know what you do? You say, oh, like look running. At that. And they look up and then you kick the goal.
Yeah. Well, he's got the speed.
Well, what's that on your shirt? And then
yeah, that's right. That's how you get him. No, we have to tell Usain Bolt to do that.
Usain Bolt, yeah, that's the guy.
Maybe that's why he wasn't good, because Usain was playing.
But the big thing he did bring into Central Coast for a preseason match against a bunch of people that would never, like, it was an amateur team up there.
Yeah,
they played against, which would have been an honour for that team. They got 10,000 people to watch them.
That's pretty cool.
Compared to, like, they maybe got 5,000 last season when they had, you know, the ordinary non-world champions there.
No names, people, right?
The cheap thrill names, no frills.
The no frills, yeah, brands.
Pretty much.
Yeah, the generic brands. But he does bring a bit of pizzazz and excitement to the game.
He brought eyes to it, right?
But the question is, can he keep it up and actually get into the actual team? That would be amazing if he got into the team.
I think he'll be.
I want to see him play, actually.
Depends how much they're paying him.
Well, I think he wants quite a fair bit of money.
Then he won't make it to the team.
I got a feeling that would be my hunch.
Yeah.
No, but I think he might do
this
it for...
There's a hint of hope, apparently.
No, I think what's going to happen is, if he practices hard enough, he'll get an opportunity to say, right, you can play for us, but we can't afford you. And he'll give him, oh, you can pay us, you know, because he should be in...
instalment plans.
No, he should be able to do it like as a charity organisation, where he would have money, so he wouldn't have to worry about... doing anything, so
he doesn't need to worry about money.
But he gets his practice and learns how to play soccer, and then later on, if he wants to go the big time,
problem is the big time he's got to go now, because it's his career wise, like he can't play football when he's 50.
Well, no, you don't know.
No one's done it before, so probably not.
No one's done it before, but it doesn't mean you can't.
Doesn't mean it can't.
He might become a bit slower if that happens.
Yeah, may not be the fastest man anywhere. Might be the fastest man in retirement.
But when he points, he might point and poke him in the eye.
Yeah. Well, the coach said he did okay. He said he was all right. He said
he's half left as well. Can't be all right.
He was okay. Yeah, he was all right. He said he can't judge if he his tactical's the issue. He's got about 12 months before he can actually get all that skill up, because he's definitely can sit past people, but a bit of a question whether he's got the you know, the football skills to make him a footballer.
You mean soccer skills? Because
football, man.
No, it's not. Because you got league, union, and Aussie rules as well, and then you got gridiron. That's all football.
That's American football.
Moving to the tennis court, big week of the US Open. And I don't know, there's so much controversy. It's like the Australian Open all over again. I love a tennis tournament with controversy, but this is the more comical one.
Not sure.
I should just realise that. She's oh, only just okay. Realized. Well, let's chant right here.
I'm amazed that she didn't realise that before.
Listen,
heading back out.
That's called mental fatigue.
So, French tennis player there, Elisa Cornet, decided to change her shirt. It was bummed backwards, awkward, tag a long way around, suddenly figured it out, decided to change her shirt.
Yeah.
The umpire gave her a code violation.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to do that.
Women are not allowed to do it, but they've changed it.
Women have to do that in a secured location away from people.
No, they don't.
It's in their conduct, it is.
Yeah, but
not
now
anymore.
They've changed
no,
it. They've
now.
Changed it.
After they've realised all the blokes are doing it for years.
Yeah.
Apparently sexism and all that stuff.
Well.
That is completely sexist. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's good to see that they changed the rule pretty quick.
Wait until they play topless. Males play topless. If they males can play topless, so can the women.
It's kind of silly, right?
Like, might work in
court
Europe.
Court violation for what? Changing your shirt around. So stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't like it wasn't like she was topless either. It was actually,
no, she had a trainer
like
bra.
She was
on.
Waving it around and running around. Like
maybe men should put their bras on. Maybe that should be also another requirement.
Men
to
should
keep
wear sport bras.
Yeah, I think that would be.
They do. Don't you? Haven't you seen those bras?
I haven't seen men in sports bras, Mick.
No, have you seen the football trainers? You know, women in training, they wear something like a bra, like a trainer bra.
I have not seen that.
I've seen them all the time.
Mick sees the strategy.
No, you see.
He goes
them
out and finds the trainer bra.
No, you see them on TV, on the news, on the. sports shows. Oh, this
haven't
is
you watched the sports bra report?
I kind of skipped the sport report, to be honest.
How long has men been wearing sports bras for? Because women are. Women used to only wear them. Are they going turning into
have
women?
Have you got your bra on today, Mick?
Or have they got their tits got too big to carry?
Have you got your bra on today for your man boobs?
No, I don't have man boobs.
Okay,
I got muscle.
Oh, man muscles. Okay, right. Okay. That's what you're calling it.
A boob's not made of
muscle. Sure men do wear them for sport reasons. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure. But I have not seen it, to be honest.
Yeah, someone that probably needs to. This is umpire watch now, so this umpire's a bit odd.
I want to talk about this. Kyrgios down 6-4-3 love. Mohamed Layani, a veteran chair umpire, out of his chair. Wish we could hear completely. Catch a word here and there. What he said was, I want to help you. You're great for tennis. I can see there's something wrong. This is not you. Can I call for a trainer? What's going on? Basically said,
this is unbelievable.
Kyrgios said, yeah, you call for a trainer. And the trainer came out. And he was given some tablets, which I don't think he took. He said there was no injury treated, but he turned it around and came back and won the second.
So, the umpires in Kyrgios' side, about the only person in the country that would be.
Yeah,
He did say he liked him.
Yeah, well, you know.
And he was only making sure that he wasn't going to pass out or throw up or be sick on court.
Because I don't think Kyrgios is mentally there.
No, he's not. You can see the way he walks and the way he talks.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's not the role of the umpire to give him the pep talk.
No, he wasn't giving him pep talk. Yeah, he was just making sure that he wasn't going to be...
No, it was more of a motivational pep talk. You can do this. I have faith in you. You can do this. Get out and play.
I don't think anyone said it.
You're good for tennis.
But he did ask him if he was feeling all right. He asked him if he felt all right.
Yeah, he has to. Well,
made sure if he wasn't feeling crook.
The statement from the organisers was, apparently he was telling him if he didn't get his act together, he would get a violation. And he was just giving him the warning.
Yeah.
But it seemed like he could do that from the chair. Why did he have to go out of the chair, down there, and give him a pep talk and say he's awesome?
I think because he can't really say that over the speaker. He has to, like, say it in a motivational way.
Because he shouldn't have said it.
Get out there and play.
No, just get on with it. You don't play, bugger off.
Yeah,
you're an adult. You're not a child.
I know, but they can't speak like that, unfortunately. They had a talk about someone changing their shirt around. You think he can just say that?
No, all he can say is that you've got a credit relation. You're not trying.
Yeah,
tough cookies. Give me $10,000. Make some money for the tournament.
I know. But they realize
it's happened
before.
He's been done tanking before.
He's done the old tank.
He's just bored. That's all it is.
No, he's not. He's,
you know why? Because he's so good. He's just bored.
No,
not that. He thinks he's...
He's not good because he can't win a game. Can't win a tournament.
He can win games. He can win games.
He
can't focus on what he's doing.
That's his next game, actually.
Yeah. He can't focus. He's not very good focusing. He hasn't been taught how to focus. And he's been... ADHD. He's had all the talent, but he's never had the experience of... having to use his talent, because when you use your talent, you win. But people with talent doesn't always mean you're going to win. Mm. It means you have to use that and experience it and expand on your talent through training.
Yeah.
Well, he's expanding on his controversy, and that's his one talent, and he's definitely got that nailed,
I think. Got that down pat, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, breaking tennis rackets, he's got down pat too.
It should be good, though. He's got Federer next, so that Federer will smarten him up.
I think he might beat Federer.
It's one of the two.
Or lose, yeah. Probably lose, I think.
I think he might beat Federer.
That'd be great.
He will, because he will think, everyone's going to think I'm going to throw it in. Nah, I'll beat this mongrel.
You probably could beat Federer.
He's beaten him before.
One time before, I think.
Well, you find out 3:15 tomorrow.
Excellent.
You'll be able to find out. Mr. Milman is also in the round of 32 for Australia.
Good stuff.
Milman.
Demure is another one that is there. Was that the one you're talking about before, Mick?
Who?
Demure.
The Australian.
Demure, yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's the guy. The guy that looks like Hewitt.
Yeah,
you can recognise
him. He's only 18 something. He's real young.
Yeah.
So and it's his first time this year he's been playing comp.
Oh, wow. Really?
I think so.
Good for him.
And I think he got in one of the grand finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're the three Australians left in the round of 32, which is probably the most Australians in the round of 32 for quite some time. So,
what about the women?
We would suspect one of them should be able to get through. In the women, Barty is playing shortly before about
she's pretty good.
At 9:45 today, so she's about to go on the court. And then the sisters are challenging each other, Venus and Serena. Oh,
that should be good.
The showdown.
So where's the best?
Serena's got the smallest.
17 versus 16.
Okay.
Nose.
Okay.
Right, Mick. Anyway.
Moving on. How's the NRL going?
And there's no Australians left in the... Barty's the only one left.
Oh,
so,
Barty, okay.
Good
old Barty.
She should get through to the round of 16, would be the guess. But
they beat... Some of the big talent got knocked over.
That's good. That's what you want.
You're getting old.
Some of the big seeds. Some of the big seeds got done.
You want different competition. Mm. Who's sick and tired of seeing the same people in
a they could come and see me play and beat Venice Williams.
Now, last night, the Panthers were over the Warriors 22-16. The Panthers over the Storm. The Warriors over the Raiders 2016. And on Thursday night, what are the biggest upsets, biggest Rabbitohs. Scores for a while? The Rabbitohs 51-10. My question
points.
Is, why do they need a field goal just to rub it in? They were in front by 40
just
points.
Just to rub it in.
Just rub it in.
Just to get that one extra point.
It's just like Saints point. Being thrashed by Canterbury last week.
Oh, was that
last week? It was 50-something to nil.
I'm sure they'll beat the Knights today, though.
As I said to the Canterbury.
I think they're tanking like a Kyrgios. I think they've got the Kyrgios disease.
As I said.
No idea what's happening
with
the Dragons.
Well, they're seventh, right?
They won't get
in. They might be out, you think.
They won the first 14 matches of the year and lost the last 9.
Well, it's the same as the Broncos, on the 8th.
Yeah, but they didn't win, like, the Dragons were like, well, top team, and then they've just basically lost the plot.
Yeah, they lost it after they got thrashed 38-something.
No, it doesn't happen.
It happens every season, Glenn. They're always at the top, and then they go down.
No, not every season. Last season, we didn't even get to the top.
Oh, didn't you?
It wasn't even a problem. We had a much better
situation. As I've been saying, all the little clubs on the bottom.
Well, I don't have to go to
the
Storm.
Once in a while, knock off the big
ones. A little club. The Rabbits aren't a little club.
No. Roosters aren't.
Well,
Sharks.
This club might be a bit of a little club soon. This is the CEO of the Sharks talking this week.
Part of my initial role when I started was to conduct a full governance review. Like any new CEO, I wanted to have a good look at the business. In doing that, I came across some salary cap discrepancies relating back some years ago, which I felt weren't appropriate and weren't within the NRL guidelines.
That is the biggest concession for quite some time. This is going back to 2015 when the Sharks won their first premiership.
Mm.
Potentially this has happened before with Melbourne where they lost their premierships. That for the Sharks, and they haven't won a premiership for a long time.
They dubbed themselves
in
too.
Blow.
Did they, yeah. Mm.
I just can't believe what...
But they still... At least they won the game anyway. Won the grand final.
No, they didn't. If they broke the rules, they didn't win the grand final or lose the grand final.
Yeah, but they could still say, I played in the game where we... In the grand final where we won, but we got it taken off us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the same thing though, is it?
Mm.
No, definitely.
How this ever happened or got around is just startling, and what the NRL will do is going to be highly... How bad the breach is unknown, but it's going to be...
Excuse me.
You've read the governance statement, haven't you?
I read a bit of it, honestly. They're pretty screwed.
What is in there, though?
It's mostly just conduct of the players and not bringing the game into dispute, and this is what they've clearly done, because it's a history of what they've caused, right?
But salary cap breaches are both the agents and the club's responsibility. The players just negotiate a contract. They're allowed to do that, right? It's up to the club to figure out whether in the salary cap.
No, but it's what they've read, though. And if they didn't read it and they still signed it, they can still be in trouble for it. Because they know what they... That's why you got to read your contract.
The deals are outside of the guidelines of what's acceptable. So there's payments on top of what's okay. And this is the problem that actually happened at the Bulldogs as well. The Bulldogs.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Maybe that's what's happened this
time.
So
players can still be in trouble as well. But I think it's more of the agents and the clubs.
This salary cap problem is becoming a huge issue because this is multiple times now that the NRL has had situations where they're going to have to take premierships away. Like, can't they check this out before it gets to this point? Like, the self-regulatory, way they're doing it now isn't working.
You mean put the contracts in before the season starts and then they check the contracts?
That's the easy way. For fans, it's just terrible. Like, the poor Sharks fans, they go out there, the poor Prime Minister, God, poor man, just becomes Prime Minister and his clubs are rubbish. You know, all of a sudden...
He gets stabbed in the back.
God, crikey. If Peter Dutton was there, he would have solved it.
He'll just push someone else.
Oh, you mean it's Rich Goal?
But it's bad for the fans, though, because it just ruins the integrity of the game. Because you win that grand final, you get that high, and all of a sudden it gets taken away. It's a, like when Melbourne lost it, it was like appalling.
So what happens to those premierships then?
Yeah.
What happens to...
They don't award a premiership.
It's just blank.
It's blank, basically, in the years where they've
taken away... They should give it to the other team.
Well, no, because... The problem is that the other team didn't really have to compete because in the finals, the Bulldogs, like in the old Melbourne, where they've lost the premierships, they shouldn't have been in the finals at all. They shouldn't have been in the competition at all.
Can't really give it to anyone.
So if they give it to the second place team, really, was it not the second place team or was it the team that the Bulldogs or the Melbourne
would replace them. Yeah,
would replace them? So they kind of feel...
Oh.
I don't know.
But they do that in Olympics.
Have a rematch, maybe.
They do that in Olympics.
But that's like one, two. That makes sense.
That's not in team sports, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they do it in team sports, yeah, in swimming.
In the relays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they could have a rematch.
That'd be awesome.
It's 5 years later. Let's have a rematch.
See, all these grand finals rematches every week.
No, 50 years later. And they're all using white sticks and walking sticks. And they got... Okay, dogs to do the picking up the ball for them.
Now, Sally Pearson, too, apparently might be going to the next Olympics in Tokyo for a final farewell tour, I would suspect.
Oh, good.
She did that well in the Com Games, but she gets back to the Olympics in Tokyo.
But last time, every time there's Olympics or Commonwealth Games, she does some injury to herself.
Yeah, fair enough.
Maybe she shouldn't go.
Maybe don't do the injury this time. Might be my tip. AFL 2, yes. The au pair scandal goes on. I don't know, it's a bit weird.
I've got an au pair of twos.
The AFL chief executive got implicitly implicated into the situation.
He did. He's like, I don't know what they're talking about. Never met him. Never met her. Yeah, like that doesn't give it away.
To his defence, I think he was just passing on the information and passing a message on. But the fact that, the fact that someone in that position can do that and actually get such a quick response is just a scandal.
That might need to be looked into, I think.
Twice. It happened twice. Because they were both being in detention.
Just because you're the CEO of AFL and you're talking about something that has nothing to do with the AFL, you shouldn't get any special consideration to the minister's contact.
Like in speed dial, right?
It's like...
That's a bit dodgy.
You should probably tell your mate, go to the office yourself. Like, why do I need to get involved? Like, that's the correct answer to the problem.
It would have been much more controversial if Peter Dutton did become the Prime Minister.
Well, this is the thing. Like, why does it come out now? And it's because basically his enemies are basically circling around him. So it's actually a lot of bad blood. And it sounds like it's from his own party.
It's rightfully deserved, to be honest.
But it's not right. It wasn't an issue before he was becoming Prime Minister, though. So obviously this didn't just happen last week.
Oh, no, of course not.
So these people are holding on this dirt file and going, he's about to be Prime Minister.
And then he pushed Turnbull out, and now look what happened.
He tried to do the same thing.
Calm as a bee.
Is it Malcolm? No, somebody.
I think Dutton.
Palmer.
Not Clive Palmer.
He got palmed off.
Palmed off. Okay, that's the way to put it.
I think he deserved it.
It's a scandal.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
Tough on boats and tough on that.
Well, he's not immigration minister.
But to be
anymore.
Fair, he was never tough on au pairs, though.
No,
but what
he
gets
let the
me,
French go, but everyone else was a criminal.
But what gets me is
those gangs.
This is not a very good example to set society to say this is we are taking we. Are, it's all about us, not about yous.
Yeah,
and we have got the power, and it doesn't set a very good example for people. Children growing up saying, "Oh, we want to grow up like them." That means they want to grow up being nasty and being stabbing people in the back.
But helping a friend when you're in a position of that power, which is what they've called it, is kind of it's not corruption, but it's a improper way of using your power.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
Corruption. That's what they call corruption.
Yeah, but it's not considered as.
He didn't make money out of it.
Because, to be fair, it's Peter Dutton made the decision based on it, and if he made the right or wrong decision, it was up to him.
But they did pay.
Because, to be fair, like. In the pair's case, it doesn't sound like a big deal if she came here or not. Don't think it's going to be the end of the world.
No,
but it's the way
The rules
it.
Are probably a bit tough on some of those things. But
And you compare them to the people in Manus Island.
Yeah, but that's thousands of people. It's not like heaps of them.
But they're treated differently to people that come from France.
Oh, but remember, French has terrorists that come in and blow up Rainbow Warrior in New Zealand.
Oh, that's a long time ago, Nick.
Rainbow Warrior, wow.
Back to the AFL, though. The finals are coming up next week. Very interesting. It's going to be a local derby. GWS versus the Swans.
Go Swans.
Yeah. We'll have that next week. Yeah, I don't like GWS, as you know. Have I ever mentioned that before?
No.
No.
You're not a fan, Glenn?
No, not a fan.
But Swannies and the GWS are having a good time now because they are having to rest their wounded soldiers.
Yeah.
So by the
Everyone's
time next year...
They have a whole week off. The AFL just decides, they're having a week off this week.
So they'll be much more better to play their Aussie rules.
The GWS on a losing streak. Swans last week, unfortunately. But
that's all right.
I wonder if they can both lose on the same
just
on the
draw.
Same day, just to make fun.
Probably not, Mick. Someone's got to win.
That's all in sport. The madness is coming up. This is the Wild West.
Yes, we'll be back. You're here with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
Madness begins right now, and it's going to start with... I want Emma Hooser this week out on talking to Lee Sales, having a bit of a chin wag, a bit of a chat, catching up on old times.
Yeah.
Emma Hussey, you have found yourself in the centre of an extraordinary episode. Do you believe that you've done anything wrong?
Look, there are certainly things that I could have done better in the absence of having a, you know, boatload of experience before I walked in there 2 years in. Sure, there are things that I could have done better. I didn't quit, or I didn't say that I wasn't going to recontest because of these allegations. I said that I wasn't going to recontest because of the extraordinary media attention and, quite frankly, the slut-shaming that went along with that. I'd like to run you through...
Yes, because I remember when she was getting her dog poo picked up by the one of her staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And remember,
is that media scrutiny, or that's just you doing the wrong thing?
And the babysitter? And the babysitter. Coming
like
in to
like
do...
I like her excuse, though. She's like, no one complained about it at the time. They were all for it. They had nothing else to do. What?
Yeah. But her turnover of 20 or 30 staff, that was including...
It was mostly casuals.
Casual staff coming in and doing...
Temps, casuals.
Yeah.
But is it just blame the media? I've done something wrong, but it's the media's fault that they caught it out?
Mm.
Yeah, she's blaming the media, of course.
You know, the media has done many things wrong in life, but I'm not sure if calling her out for her behaviour was particularly one of them.
No. She actually did those things.
Well, not all of those things. There's a bit of a... Some things you may not have done, they're in dispute, but when the newspaper finds you getting your staff picking up your dog poo for your dog...
Taking them for walks, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, but they wanted to take them for walks, Mick. That's what she said.
They may have wanted to. That's potentially
possible. But it's not being employed.
It's
not in their contract. What if she gets run? Dog gets run.
Hey, could you take
the
dog?
What if they done that just as a favour of a person that in the workplace? It wouldn't be uncommon.
No.
Like, no one does it at my office. Like, I don't know, a dog possibly could be the reason why, but.
She kept a dog at the office.
Do you do stuff at work that's not in your contract?
Yeah, but I don't think my work colleagues would walk my dog if I had one.
Oh, no.
I just don't think they're that type of. Maybe they're not friendly enough. Maybe it's a very friendly office. Maybe
you need some people like that in your office.
Just
but if my boss said to me I had to walk a dog on the weekend, I don't know if I'd do it.
No.
You know, I'd be like, no, it's your dog.
Yeah, you walk it, right?
I can charge you by the hour. No walking fees.
Go the long way. Yeah, a bit too much, I think. Interesting interview, though.
Was it? I didn't listen to all of it.
Yeah, it was all right.
No, the worst one was Peter Dutton's ones.
What did he do this week? Well, how did Peter Dutton upset you this week?
With the getting these people into the country by having other people with influence saying, let them in.
Talked about earlier. Yeah.
So this is not the only time they've played up like that. They had children overboard.
Mm-hmm.
They've had very many cases where they always blame other people, and they're the ones who have caused the problem.
Different circumstances.
No, right? It's just like, okay, it's just like John Howard. What did he do? He brought in the GST. What did he also do? Banned people growing tobacco. If you get caught with a tobacco plant in your backyard, by law you can be fined up to $50,000. Now they've got a problem where Chop Chop, which is illegally imported tobacco, paying no taxes on them. They've got big troubles with that now. Big criminals are in there. What do? They cause their own problem. And this is typical of both Liberal and Labor and the Greens. They create their own problems and then they don't know how to
fix
it.
I don't know if that's actually a problem, Mick, because I don't know. Most people they're not growing tobacco in their backyard.
No.
They're growing like.
You're not even allowed
stuff.
To grow tobacco in your own backyard?
That's fine. I don't think I need to be able to grow tobacco in my backyard.
You don't need to?
No. I've never had a need to grow tobacco in my backyard.
Because tobacco makes a very good scented flower. They have.
But seriously, how much. That's a ridiculous problem, Mick. How many people.
Okay, it's just like saying you can't grow roses in your backyard or if
no, I don't
know. No,
no. Now, have you seen someone smoke a rose?
Yes.
Okay.
Eat a rose?
Yes. You rose hip wine?
Actually, you probably can eat roses. Yeah.
Where you don't have to smoke tobacco to enjoy the plant itself.
Then what are you planting it for?
You plant it for the smell of the flowers. You plant it for the sight. You plant it for its toughness.
That's what a criminal usually says, Mick. I plant it for the smell.
Yeah.
Not to sell it or anything.
Also, in other news this week, local MP Craig Kelly said that there was an MP that resigned over the leadership spill. She decided she was sick of the bullying and the harassment she got having to vote particular ways by mostly she called men in the party. So Craig Kelly had a very, very... great response to that. Very sympathetic and responsible.
Craig Kelly, is that the woman?
No, Craig Kelly is the Liberal MP. Julia Banks was, I think, the female MP that resigned.
One of the other Liberals, women, said to her, get tough. That's what is always happening in
Well, this is Liberal MP Craig Kelly, who's usually very tone-deaf to start with. It's that the colleagues need to rethink the rough-and-tumble game of politics. Just because someone says something harsh to you, it shouldn't be defined as bullying. So you can be harsh to people. Craig Kelly, you're a dill. So is that a bit harsh? Possibly. But it's politics, so it's okay. We can quit whatever
you want. It's fine in their sector, apparently.
I don't know if that was the right response to that problem, because...
He might as well just say, harden the F up.
Yeah, well, I think that's what he was actually saying. And I think that was the translation, actually. I think that's just saying it's basically accepting that bullying is acceptable almost. And it's just a
Well, no, bullying is never acceptable.
No, in but any, it is in politics.
What they're saying is there's one law for you and one law for us.
Oh, of course.
And that's the basic thing.
Well, there is, pretty much.
It is.
People voted for someone, they kick him out.
But I do feel sorry for him. He may be being bullied out of his pre-selection, so... It's quite ironic, really. It's the rough and tumble if he loses, so we'll see how it goes.
He'll have to harden up if he loses.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
Get over it.
Are you happy with the new Prime Minister, Mick?
No,
I had a guess you were going to say that.
Gough Whitlam, he's the best.
Because he thinks he's going to win the next election.
Who?
Bill Shorten.
He just thinks he's going to turn up now.
I guarantee he probably won't go his way, but... What's the point of voting, honestly? What's the point?
Because you get to decide. You get to decide who runs the country.
But you don't really.
But then they just kick them out anyway and choose who they like.
No, they didn't choose who they liked anyway. They just kicked them out and got who they didn't want. The people that wanted to get rid of
what
the
What I'm
other
saying
guy.
Is, you don't have a choice anyway, so what's the difference?
But you don't actually elect the Prime Minister anyway. This is the misconception.
It's more
Parliament.
Of a front.
You never choose the party.
You choose the
your local member. You don't actually even choose the party.
Yeah.
You choose one local member for your electorate.
But do these parties have good parties? Do they have drinking
like
and alcohol?
Well, then don't vote for a new local member.
So these parties don't have a good party at times.
But some local members can make a difference. You have independent and a hung parliament, and this parliament may well be a hung
parliament. Hung parliament, did you say?
They did that before, and it was like...
Well, it was good if you were in Tamworth when you had the independent up there. So if you have an independent in your seat...
You get work done for you.
I think next election will be very different.
If you have one of the big parties, you usually get screwed over.
Yeah.
If you're in a electorate which is a definite Liberal or Labour, and just... Sure vote, you don't get anything done for you.
Oh, no, definitely
be
not.
Be a swinging voter.
Not even with the Greens.
I'm a swinger.
Put your keys in.
I'm a voter.
You're red and blue, Mick. Okay.
That's probably the best advice for you, Steve. Become a swinging voter.
Okay, I think that. Or,
where do you throw your keys?
Donkey vote, right? Donkey vote, isn't that what it is?
That's even worse.
No, that's a
don't want to swing with a donkey, do you? Anyway.
A donkey might run the country better. Who knows?
That's a good point, too. Touche.
That's it, Mick?
Mm.
All right. Welcome back to the program. You're here on the Wild West with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
Big news this week. The biggest news of the week must be that Liverpool Service New South Wales has had a milestone this week. They celebrated the busiest Service New South Wales in the country.
Really? Good stuff.
So it means don't go there.
Sounds like it's going to be a busy place.
So you don't go there.
Apparently they have 1,200 people there on a weekday, 700 on a Saturday. I must be in the 3% because I've been there on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And it wasn't 8 minutes because their website says 8 minutes. And it ends up being 15 minutes to get a ticket.
Were they lying?
Then you wait another 10 minutes. So it's not really, I don't know.
Takes you about half an hour or an hour.
Yeah, I think there's a few little smoke and mirrors here. But maybe it's just my experience.
But it depends on what they ask their customers. Are you happy? And the customers say, yeah. Oh, they must be happy with their work.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, see?
So also, too, they're going to introduce a cost of living service. So you can go up there to the Service New South Wales and find out which rebates and things you can get off the government.
Oh,
so
excellent.
There's 40 things that they can give you advice on. So you just pop up to the Service New South Wales, wait a little while, and I'll tell you how you can get free money and free things and discounts.
But can you ring up and ask them the same question?
Probably, yeah.
It's better than going there, isn't it?
Yeah. But you won't get the same experience.
Yes, you will. Nice. You won't get the same experience. You won't get bloody bored and angry with traffic and get hit by a car.
I'll be sure if I turn up, I'll give me nothing. I've got a feeling about this, though.
Really?
Don't think I'll be eligible.
Oh, that's a shame.
Not a pensioner or something. Cool. I think it's like all those family benefits.
That's because you work too hard. You earn too much money.
No, because there's no single working person rebate. Where's that happening?
Single working person.
Just get a rebate, Steve.
That would be amazing.
We had no rebates. No one cared about us. You know, we're working single people.
You have to bring up your rats and your cockroaches.
Yeah.
And it costs you money.
They do cost money.
They do cost money because you've got to get the things to kill them.
Yep. You got to buy the bug spray, the exterminator.
No, you don't buy the bug spray. You use them for your own advantage.
Like what?
In your own southeast, army. Southeast Asia, they do eat them.
I know they eat them. Yeah,
you can call it, send them as free range.
Free-range organic. Roaches.
I don't want them ranging anywhere.
In other news this week, Steve. Have you gone from free-range cockroaches for a minute?
Now, back in 2014, a Linnea supermarket went up in flames. I don't know if you guys remember this.
Linnea.
Linnea. We're talking Liverpool. Now, the local council have finally got around to replacing it. They're going to replace it with shops again and 23 units.
23? Oh. Yeah.
That sounds massive, actually.
Yeah, it's too stupid.
The work has begun. It's a $3 million project.
How can it be $3 million project if they're putting all these other... putting shops back and... How many?
Wait, doesn't mean the shops are going to be under the apartments, or?
Yeah, but it's going to cost more than $3 million. It costs you nearly $1 million to build a house.
Well, apparently it's got an estimated price tag of $3 million, Mick, for the project.
That sounds a bit dodgy to me.
Well, I don't know if it's dodgy or not, but that's what the local papers say.
Yeah.
I don't think it's dodgy. I think it's just the way things are these days.
There was about three or four shops burnt down. I was in one little strip up near a park. That's the one I'm thinking of. And it was a fish and chip shop got done, or
there's been many shops shut down.
It's going to be five stories. So shops underneath and then 23 units on top, right?
Yeah, it's still going to cost more than $3 million.
We'll see what happens when it happens.
Anyway,
you have to ask Liverpool Council, Mick, for that.
Because you have to pay a certain percentage to your development costs.
Now, another news this week too. Big announcement yesterday from the government. They announced that Transurban has won the bid for WestConnex, and they announced that they are going to pay $9.3 billion for 51% of the motorway. The controversial bit, though, is that this $9.3 million isn't just for funding the motorway.
Hmm.
They're going to use $4 billion of the money, of half the project, to pay for schools and hospitals.
That's a bit stupid.
Why so they're taxing motorists for things that are not even a motorway.
No.
You're not even paying for the motorway anymore.
For schools
this is
and
like,
hospitals.
Yeah, so basically the government's decided that they'll sell the motorway, put the toll to pay for the motorway, fair enough, and they get $4 million extra. Yep. They're unlocking the $4 million because it was locked up somehow. It wasn't locked up. So they can invest in schools, hospitals, and rail across the state. So
they should be investing in them anyway in the first place. Not
well, they will, but they're basically saying that they're going to put a higher toll on this road so that they can fund schools, hospitals, and railways.
You know what gets me? If
which
they
is
did
pretty unusual, because normally they've always said that the cost
very
of the toll
corrupt,
road...
Very corrupt.
No, but it's corrupt. It's just a different way to tax people, and they figured out tolls are a great way to tax people. The other scandalous thing...
Remember, it
thing,
puts tolls on people's lives.
But this is the other bit of the deal that's been announced too this week, is that the rate of inflation on this toll road will be at 4% a year until 2040. And that's higher than inflation than it has been for the last decade.
They said 4% or the height of inflation.
But
so it could
be
10%. If it's 10% inflation,
which is
it's
fine.
10%.
Inflation's fine. I don't have an issue with that. The issue is not the fact that it goes up by inflation. Cool, that's fine. It's inflation. But the issue is it goes up at 4% when inflation could be at the moment 0 or 1%.
That's right. Or going
that's
back.
That's the scandal.
It's going deflation.
Well, it always will go up 4%. It will always go up in price. This is a...
Yeah.
Hugely.
This is a corrupt government through spending.
It's not corrupt, Mick.
They take something from us.
Corruption.
And they
corrupt.
Say something else and then
you
they do
not,
the opposite. That's corruption.
It's not corruption. It's a policy and you have an election coming up. The problem is the deal's already in place. So once the deal's done, show's over, really.
Mm.
And it is over because once the deal's been signed off.
If they find it's corruption, they should say, right, it's corrupted. It's been done by corruption. You lose the whole thing.
There's no sense of corruption here. The sense is that they put this deal in where the rate of the toll will be higher than the cost of the road, and it's going to go up 4% a year. The risk that happens actually for the public is actually that Luke Foley's going to come along on his anti-toll crusade, and what's the bet he puts in a cashback scheme on this or something ridiculous?
No, what they should be doing is saying, right.
That is the ridiculous thing.
Government, this is public ownership. They didn't even come and ask the public if they wanted to sell.
No, you elected them, so they don't have to ask.
They didn't. We didn't elect them. I didn't vote for Liberal. I voted for myself.
Anyway.
And everyone else who didn't vote Liberal only had about 30% or something in primary votes. They didn't get a mandate. They should have done what they did on the same sex. They should have said, right, if you want to sell it off, who ask the public, because they're the ones who are taxpayers, they're the ones who pay for it, they're the ones who own it, not you, not the government. Here's the thing. They're only supposed to look after it.
I don't think they care what the public think.
I think they do.
If they get caught out, what they should be doing is saying, right, you stole it off the government, you stole it off the public.
No one stole anything.
You took it off. No, they were supposed to take care, not sell it off.
Yes.
No. And if they've done that, they say, righto, what you can do is we'll take it back. You and the rest of the people who've lost money can sue the Liberal Party. That's the way it should be.
Well, no, the way it should be.
And that should be that way, and the Liberal Party and the Labor Party would not sell off any more things.
Hopefully not.
Well, they're building, yeah, I don't know. They still own 41, 49% of it, so they can sell the rest of it off later. So they're sharing the risk with the private sector, so there's more money.
The excuse is, oh, we have to pay for schools and churches and schools.
To be honest, that's a poor excuse.
Yeah. They should have been spending it, instead of spending their billions of dollars on stadiums, they should have been spending it on schools.
No, the partisan nonsense at the moment. Let's focus on the road. The road is the issue, and that's the thing that is at the election. It's going to be a key election debate, and you've got two choices. It's going to be the deal has been done, and they've sold it off. Not much you can do about it. Or there's going to be the other side that's going to go out there and try to do cash back on the M4 and basically give money back to a toll you already pay, which is even more absurd in the first deal. Like, you know, that's...
Yeah.
They're toll roads. Don't have to use them. Use the train. They work brilliantly well.
Until they stuff up on the electronics.
Trains are the worst.
Just settle down. Just calm down. It's just the road. How often do you use the M5 anyway?
M5, what's that?
Yeah, exactly. I feel sorry for the people that use it. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. And the fact that it's so rude to put, like, inflation and stuff like that on there.
And not only that...
I don't mind them selling it off, but, like, when you say it's 4% inflation a year for such a long period of time, that means that in 2040 the toll's going to be extraordinary, and the government making a problem for a government of the future. It's short-termism at its best.
Or idiots being elected. You've got no bloody brains. You've got no common sense.
In other news this week, Steve...
It's Father's Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I completely forgot.
Aren't you a father?
I'm not a father.
I don't know if I'm a father. I could be a father.
You the godfather?
Maybe. You are godfather.
Yes, go out. Celebrate it with your fathers.
Also, too, today's a big day as well, Steve. It's Slow Down the Flashing Lights Day. The new rules are implying today.
Oh, no.
What are the new rules, Steve?
Oh, is that 40? You can only go 40 if there's...
Flashing lights.
Flashing lights.
Is that including
ambulance
the buses?
On the highways,
is that including buses?
Everyone.
Is that everyone?
No, but what about the buses?
Sorry to break to you, Glenn, but I don't think a lot of people are going to follow that rule.
What about when the buses have their flashing lights? Is that included?
Usually you have to go 40 if
it's already 40 lights. Already if they've got flashing lights. Just letting you know.
For school children, maybe about. That's what it says. I see it so often. It's annoying.
I've seen that flashing lights on buses, and they're on the expressway.
Well, if you don't keep to 40 when they're flashing lights, when there is an emergency vehicle that's got the lights flashing and stopped on the road, it's a $448 fine and free demerit points.
But is it you do it with safety? Do they state you must do it with safety?
No, you've got to be under 40 kilometres an hour and safety at all times anyway. That's already an existing rule.
It's
that's
like when they're doing
rule.
Road work, right? It's that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Or is it 20? It's somewhere
it's 40 and a
depends
lot of
road work, on, so. Depends. Road work goes from 10, 20, 40, 60, up to 80 sometimes.
But that's just so annoying after you're speeding down the highway. Oh, you've got to go 40.
And someone runs up the back of you.
They do.
And then oh, sorry. He was in the right, but he's dead right.
Dick. Wow.
Yeah. But a controversial rule, though. I don't know. On the M5, if there's an accident, there's flashing lights in you.
Is it that controversial?
You
I
know
think
why?
So, because if you get... You
just
know,
slow down.
You know why? Because I haven't...
I know. It's a complicated rule, I think.
Because I haven't built the roads wide enough because they're not safe enough.
Oh, it's hard
when
to make
breakdowns...
That
people are being killed on the breakdown lines because lanes are not wide enough. It's like all these tunnels they got underneath.
Yeah, like someone's changing a tyre and they can get hit, which has happened before.
And then they go, oh, we've got a three-lane highway. No, you've got a two-lane highway because when someone breaks down, you lose that extra lane.
Yeah, on the left hand. Yeah.
Enough about roads.
That's road rage.
Speaking I think you've got road rage, Mick.
Speaking of more improvements, though, there's a $4 million mega adventure park coming to Casula.
Actually looks quite cool.
Actually does. It looks very nice.
Where's it at?
Casula.
Where?
At the regional park.
Regional park.
Yeah, is it on the river plane? Or is it in away from the
Google
river?
Google it later and find out. We don't know exactly.
See, if you had the internet, it's by George's River.
Oh, right.
I think I know where it is. It's at the bottom of Leacock Lane. When you go
the
down
construction
that.
Will begin next month. And
is that where the golf course used to be?
Oh,
or
yeah,
the,
sorry, Mick. Yes, it is.
That's where the Casula powerhouse.
Yeah. Once home to a golf course, now a park for kids and families.
An adventure park, if not just any park, an adventure park.
Actually, they have that in my area. I think they might have done that as well. They just copy and paste, I think, in each area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, also, police are looking for a Pacific Islander bloke with Queensland plates and a rat's tail and a light hooded shirt who went to the Orange Grove McDonald's. He obviously, his meal didn't go down too well. He didn't get what he wanted, so
He didn't get the toy he wanted for.
Didn't get the toy for his happy meal, something like that.
Didn't have a happy meal.
He had an unhappy meal, all right. But he's in a lot of trouble because basically he went up to the staff member. The staff member tried to appease him by giving him a second burger. Still not happy, the man stood up, pushed the employee backwards, grabbed the employee, headbutted him, caused him to fall backwards and injured the back of his head. Oh. So police are looking for this guy for what I suspect would be an assault charge. So. He is in a slight bit of trouble.
Did he pay for his thing? He could have got away with that.
I don't know. It's just the assault that I'm concerned about. I don't think there's any concern he hasn't paid. It's the fact that he's assaulted somebody.
Was there any pepper involved?
And in another incident this week too, they're looking for another person too that attacked a sign, an electronic advertising billboard at Westfield, decided that it wasn't happy with the sign. I don't know, the ad might not have been good or something. Rammed a shopping trolley into the sign.
Oh, wow.
Damaged the sign, and he's also looking for that person
That's
as well.
That's what you call...
That's shopping.
Trolley rage.
Trolley rage, I think. So you've got trolley rage, Macca's rage, and road rage, you know, in a rageful week.
Let's have a big rage in here and we'll get all the.
Have a rager.
Rager.
We won't call the police, but.
No. So something happened in Liverpool this week. I don't know. That's,
A couple of airport notes coming to Western Sydney. There's promises of 11,000 jobs coming once they start the construction on the.
It sounds like a lot of hot air to me.
Someone's going to build it, right?
So. Well, they do. So there will be jobs created for the job.
It's not hot air, that's true.
And Qantas, the second airport, air carrier to announce they'll be operating out of Western Sydney.
Was that really news? Because if Qantas didn't fly there, would they have an airport?
Yeah, but they have to make a bigger announcement. Well, see, we come into Western Sydney, we care about those people too.
Yeah, but they're going to have to fly there, because if Qantas and Jetstar didn't fly there, it's like a very boring airport, isn't it?
They don't like flying
just
bogans.
There the whole time.
Yeah, they don't like flying bogans.
They probably don't, who knows.
There's more than bogans out here, Mick. There is a wide diversity of people. You'd be surprised.
A lot of bogans.
A few of them.
Liverpool Council, they're holding a public forum on September 17 because there's going to be plans for the Middleton Grange Town Centre. You can have your say if you don't want it or you
Middleton
do want it.
Middleton Grange Centre?
Yeah, I don't know where that is, to be honest. I don't know.
Just hope it's not over behind Orange Grove Road.
Oh, it could be. Well, the public forum will be at Thomas Hassell Anglican College. Yeah, September 17. Mick, if you want to complain about it?
No.
Oh, you don't care?
Now, Fairfield Library's launched a new service too. If you're into streaming videos and TV shows, they've got a thing called Go Chip Beam. Go Chip Beam. It's like, beam me up, Scotty.
Or
and basically, it's they've got a whole bunch of latest blockbuster movies and TV series that you can watch for free on any device, even without the internet. So I think you go to this store and then borrow them or whatever the case. So basically, instead of taking the DVD back from the library, you take your device in, you must download
You put your memory stick in there.
I think you'd have a tablet or something.
They load it up for you anyway.
Good reason to visit the library and find out all the details.
Same with Campbelltown Library in Glenfield.
So you just need a library membership.
Macquarie. Yeah.
Fairfield Library is launched this week, so it's a go and a great way to keep your kids entertained, according to the mayor.
So I wonder what the selection is. It might be.
I think they're basically. It's going to be very limited, though. I don't think it might be.
I'm thinking it might be, you know, cheaper than other streaming services.
It's free, so it would have to be cheaper.
There you go.
And you have to walk to get there.
Besides
so
the library membership, though, you got to pay for a library membership.
Yeah. So you have to walk there, and that means you get exercise, anyway. So it's getting healthy.
And I haven't been to a library in years. Are they free now?
Yeah.
They've always been free.
Oh, good.
I borrowed a book last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you? What did you borrow?
Directory. Street Directory. of Newcastle.
Oh, wow, Mick.
Wow, the first time the Street Directory's been borrowed in 100 years. But anyway.
Did they have to dust it off?
No, they had to open it up.
Find it in their attic somewhere?
They open it up.
I think
it was
all
in
for
different languages, right? It was in different language. The librarian said, what's this language? I said, it's English.
Okay. I think that's all for the mad Wild West for the moment.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for television.
This must be one show that you've missed, Steve, and I don't believe you've ever... I'm not sure if you've heard of the show Loose Women.
I haven't.
No.
Loose Women. Have you sounds a bit suspicious them? As the name of a show.
Yeah.
Mm. I've seen Loose Women, but I haven't been.
Well, it's a whole TV show of them. It's a UK panel show, and they had an interesting reunion of two Big Brother housemates talking about how clean their house was, and it was just priceless television.
I've told you what happened. Well, that's the truth.
Actually.
And they said, well, Colleen wants to say something
Kim,
to you.
Kim.
I come in here, she's sitting
Kim,
there, don't say
not,
a word.
All right.
I would never have come here, she's supposed to want to speak
Kim,
to me.
My understanding is that you were very happy to come here today and that you said you were completely comfortable with it. But let me turn to Colleen and just hear what Colleen has got to say about the charge of being two-faced.
Yes, I think Kim's right. I was two-faced with Kim in the house. I tried not to be in the beginning. I did try and be the peacemaker because everybody was rowing, and I don't think it helps to all join in the row. I think Kim very, very cleverly, because she is a super fan of the show, of Big Brother, came in to play...
on for quite some time, but it is just...
How can people
I think they should rename the show from Loose Women to Really Annoying Women.
Yeah, that... was very hard to listen to.
Oh, yeah. And it went on and on and on for 8 glorious minutes of just, ouch. And guess what?
Who cares about
guess
Big
what?
Brother?
One of them walked off.
Oh, did she?
More drama.
She got voted out, did she?
Yeah, voted out. She voted herself out of the show.
After listening to that, like what Mick said, I'm like, I was thinking, is Big Brother still on?
Yeah, in the UK. Probably.
In the UK and America, they
love coming
it.
Back. I'm sure I can see it coming back one day.
Of course.
I've had it here and it's bombed very badly, so they won't bring it back.
And then Nine
back.
Did it and I was like...
But we got more outrage this week, Steve. Yeah. This is we've got to have one outrage of the week. This is the biggest outrage.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, but not refugee Jesus. If you want to win votes, then you got to stop votes.
To do what pleases Jesus, deny them all visas. And you can't get more Christian than that.
Well, a good song. I like that song.
It's from the Shadow Ministers from the Tonightly ABC comedy show, making fun of the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister wasn't offended, but a lot of other people were offended.
Were they?
Yeah. Apparently, they shouldn't mock religion.
Why not?
Have they watched comedy before?
Is it too taboo for comedians?
Haven't they watched, like, I don't know, comedy and religion? And
religion is a big joke anyway. Religion is a big joke anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So, apparently that didn't go down too well and a bit of controversy. But
you know why? Because the show's ending, so they're just trying to cause as much chaos as they can.
But interesting enough, a lot of
Nightly.
Their shows...
No, it's been extended too.
No, it got canned.
No, it got cancelled. It's done.
When did it get canned?
Last week.
2 weeks ago, on our show, we talked about it.
Yeah. We didn't. I said I don't believe it because...
That's what happened.
They said that it was coming
Steve.
Back again.
Steve said that. I don't know if that's true.
I still don't think it's been axed.
No, I don't think it's... I think it's been renewed.
No, it definitely hasn't been renewed.
Yeah.
See, we had this discussion last
time.
Stop
have Tom,
confusing the situation.
They might take Tom Ballard on.
I hope not. I'm not a fan.
You know the thing is Tom Ballard. There's been a lot of controversy because a lot of their social media traffic, like why they don't get any people watching it on the TV, apparently on social media they're getting like one of their clips, I reckon they got 6 million views.
Then become a YouTube show.
Yeah, exactly. Then why do you need the government money? You've got that many views.
Oh, go online, go to Netflix or Stan or something. Like they can go somewhere else. If they got that much of a popular, you know.
I don't know. I think there's a bit of truth and lies in that whole argument.
Oh, I think it's double-sided, right? But, you know, speaking of acting, though, screen time, gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Gone. Probably not as popular as people thought it was. I enjoyed it,
but screen is back, though, on Foxtel Arts.
Oh, Margaret.
Margaret and
the other
Graham
guy.
Bedell, I think.
Oh, is that his name? Yeah. Margaret and Graham.
Margaret and Graham. Not the same as David.
Not the short folk in Tall Bloke.
No, not the short woman on Tall
Bloke. No, not the short on the tall one. No, not him. He's another guy. Whoever that may be.
That's terrible. Also in television. Does anyone remember Zumbo's Just Desserts?
What?
No. I do remember it. That was after the Olympics.
It was a very bad show, I hear.
Is that supposed to be dancing?
It was after the Rio Olympics because it was on there all the time.
Very, very bad show, but Netflix picked it up for a second season. Wow.
That's just to fill space, isn't
it? It is just to fill space. Of course it is.
Now, an interesting show from Netflix, too, they announced they're doing as well, is Ultimate Beastmaster.
Yeah, because they do it in America.
It's like Ninja Warrior, but beasts.
Yeah, with streaming.
And it's global. And they're going to have Danny Minogue and Nick Cummings doing the Australian League of the Obstacle Course.
Wow.
They have 9 winners. There's all this. It's 9 countries taking part. So it's kind of like a...
Olympics, mini Olympics.
Yeah, basically. UK and Australia for the first time. But I reckon this might be... It's Netflix in a different light. I don't think you see... They've not done a show like this before. It's not drama. This is just ordinary TV.
You watch Ninja Warriors, or the Greek one.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, it's, but it's unlike Ninja Warrior, which is an Australian production. This is a global production, which...
Still doesn't matter. Well, it's still the same
thing. They've been doing it for years, so it's about time it came to Australia, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
The specific program, I think.
But no.
It's Pacific program, is it? Made in the Pacific?
Specific, I said. not Pacific program. ha ha ha. Speaking of coming back, though, Spicks and Specks is coming back for a TV special for music. What is it? Australian Oz Music Month in November.
Good.
It's a great show. It's still on ABC.
It's so boring. Two ABC or Two. It's called. On ABC Two at 7:30.
Well, there you go.
Every night.
Do you watch it?
No, because I've seen it once, and that's all I see.
I watch it from time to time if I happen to flick through.
It's so boring. You see it once, it's all you know. You know the questions.
That's television,
you know the answer.
That's television for decades. It's the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
Just different characters and different names.
As a Red Skull.
Now, also another news this week too, the News Breakfast show on ABC actually beat the Today Show in Melbourne.
Wow.
And actually nationally too, it's a bit of a sleeper of a show, but it actually it's getting quite competitive. They're getting close to, say, in Sunrise.
Oh, good.
Michael.
It's much better. It's made in Melbourne anyway.
That could be maybe why it goes a bit stronger. But,
ABC Breakfast Day.
Today's not doing very well in Melbourne at the moment, but it is interesting that... like, I think the Today Show has Sunrise is 300,000 on that particular day, 250 for today, and then if you add News Breakfast on two channels together, it's about 200,000, which...
Oh, wow.
These have no viewers, so they've actually come a long way over the last...
I'll watch it.
Well, there we go. Got 2001, we didn't have Mick in the stats, so we've added Mick in.
So I can be the critic.
Well, you can be the critic.
So apparently you don't need a cash cow.
No, you just got Mick.
No, you got the cash auntie. You got the cash auntie.
Cash auntie.
Yeah,
well, you're paying for it out of your taxes.
That's true, yeah.
It's like the reverse cash cow.
Hope we get better quality.
Yeah, maybe. Depends on the day. Depends if Virginia's not, you know, depends on what Virginia feels
like.
I don't
like Virginia.
She does my head in. She's so biased.
Yeah. And she doesn't care.
Who's Virginia?
Virginia.
The person on the show.
Virginia
Trioli. You think it's awesome.
The one you see every morning? I don't.
Oh, you mean on the ABC show? Yes. Oh, right, yeah.
Who's Virginia? A show you watch.
Clearly, she has name recognition. I'm confused, Steve, too. Like, you know how, like, all the cricket and the tennis are switching channels?
Yes.
Now the Melbourne Cup's going back to Channel 10.
What's next?
For the first time since 2002. No, I thought Channel 10 had the Melbourne Cup before, I think.
Yeah.
Since 2002?
Yeah, I think it was the last time they had it.
Yeah,
But Channel 7's going to give it up, and they're... Channel 10's picked up their only sports rights, I think. They've got the Bledisloe Cup and the Melbourne Cup.
Mm.
It's the game for all the cups, maybe.
Maybe.
They've got nothing else. They've got no other leagues. Right? They don't need leagues. It's just a cup channel now.
Will they have any mug channels?
Maybe. Mug shots.
You got cups and now you have to have mugs.
And a beaker, maybe. I don't know. Terrible. Just saying.
It is terrible.
Very bad. Very bad. Coming to an end, though, Mr. Robot is going to end next year.
No!
Which is very sad.
Mr. Robot.
It's a very good show, Mick. You should watch it.
Great show.
What channel is that on? It's not free to air. It's not on.
No, not free to air.
It's on Fox. So it's a very good drama show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I rather comedy.
Well, sorry, it's not a comedy. It's a comedy sometimes. Depends. There's some good episodes.
It's very dark and weird. I've got to watch season two, but I love season one.
Season two is very good. I started season three last night, actually.
I used to like watching Third Rock from the Sun.
That was a funny show.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
That's due for a comeback, surely.
But no, Mr. Robot, it's going to end next year. I'm very sad.
What's it about?
Actually, I think you actually quite like it, Mick.
Yeah, it's about...
Basically, it's essentially...
It's so descriptive, Mick, because it's very...
Is it about robots?
It's about IT, and basically it's about, like...
He's a hacker. He's got mental problems.
You think?
He does, yeah.
Drug habits and all sorts of
drug habits.
Most hackers do.
He works for an evil corporation called he did for E Corp, and it's like
Evil Corp. I love that.
Yeah, it's so good. They're meant to be Google, I believe.
Is that who they are? Okay.
Microsoft, I think.
It sounds like Maxwell Smart again. Get smart.
But it goes down to, like, if all the systems break down and he hacks all the systems, this old hacking group.
Cyber terrorism and all this stuff. It's really good, Mick.
Mm.
It's a really good show.
It's the future.
Probably could be, to be honest.
It's like when they had... You know, what happened the other week? I think Woolworths couldn't open in the morning. Like, that's just like...
Yeah, it was Coles. It was Coles.
I think both of them had the same problem. I think it was Coles last time, but...
Their computer shut down and...
How do I get my plastic bags at 6 in the morning?
Yeah. I know.
Just Coles, yeah.
People panicked. Once the train system goes down...
Yeah, everything goes down these days.
Once the power go down, everything goes down.
Also going down too is governments, and this is on Four Corners on Monday night. Probably worth having a watch.
This revolution is global. It's coming to Australia.
Steve Bannon's New World Disorder.
Doesn't matter how many liberal journalists come in here and say, oh, this is a bunch of fascists, this is a bunch of Nazis, this is a bunch of racists. This movement's not going to stop.
That's on Four Corners Monday night. Steve Bannon, an interview with Sarah Ferguson.
I always get his name mixed up with the Hulk.
What's not going to stop? What was he talking about?
The revolution of the alt-right, basically.
Aren't they over this already?
No. They're not going to stop. It's going to take over the whole world.
Isn't there
you go right so far, you end up left.
They did a show about that a couple of weeks ago, didn't they?
No, but this is an interview with Stephen Bannon. They've done a show. They've done many shows like this. I don't think it's the first time they've done a show about the alt-right. I don't think they just found out they turned up. But Steve Bannon apparently has given them an hour interview. I would have thought they were the fake news left-wing liberal media. I would have thought the ABC, but nonetheless, he is happy to talk to them.
Of course,
because he never gets his name out there, so he's happy to talk. You know, because he never gets mentioned on.
Might have to check it out.
Maybe. Kind of makes it a thing. So it'd be interesting. That is bizarre.
So Hard Chat comes back.
He would be good on Hard Chat. I think Hard Chat would have been maybe more.
No, not Hard Chat. Hard Quiz. Yeah. Hard Quiz coming back this month.
Yeah.
And you've got the hiccups. Gogglebox is back this week too.
How was it?
The biggest show's on 10 and Fox. It was good. It's great. It's
good show.
The simplest show you get the most look at.
I think because it's enjoyable. People just enjoy it. Simple things. Nothing wrong with that.
And also, I can catch up on all the rubbish TV, and I found out what happened on The Bachelor, which was nothing.
No, but also, you're watching other people making
talk as well, right? Yeah. Work.
It's people making smart comments on what they watch. You go, oh, no.
And they usually agree with them as well.
Yeah. Most of it's just trash.
But I don't watch it anyway.
Do you know Eurovision 2 is coming up? They've announced the Australian singer. It's Jael Vena, who's a 12-year-old.
Jael Vena.
Yeah, Jael.
Are you sure that?
It's been Jael as Vena.
Jael. Not Jael, Jael.
No, I know.
Just checking you got that.
Good to drink, Vena.
It's going to be on ABC Me, I believe, in November.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
That should be interesting.
It'd be fascinating.
People like the Junior Eurovision, right?
Don't think so, no. I don't think they do.
That's why it's on ABC Me, right?
And also, sorry to get me out of here, apparently Julia Morris is trying to host the British version.
Yeah, is she that popular?
Don't know. Anyone knows who she is. She was on Good Morning Britain for some apparently unknown reason.
Who's
this? Julia Morris.
She's a singer, isn't she?
No, the comedian.
The one that hosts the Australian version of the show.
Yeah.
So she's trying to do a bit of a blitz over there to get her name out.
She's doing a blitz. She should get one of those blitz guns.
Yeah, maybe.
She'll get attention that way.
Yeah.
And that is all for the TV this week, I think, Steve?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. Oh, what did you guys watch? Anything interesting?
I watched Gogglebox. That was awesome. And Wentworth, by the way, too, is coming to an end for this season.
Well, we knew that, yeah.
Wow.
I have not watched this season yet.
I can't get
it. It's actually really, really like, wow.
I think I still got season 4.
It actually had a little bit of predictability about it. You could see some of the plots coming. But even still, there's a couple of plots that you go, wow, that's an interesting twist.
Good. I'll have to catch up on it.
It's very,
after I finish.
Very complicated. And also Rake. I watched a bit of Rake as well.
Oh, Rake is back. That's such a good show. Seriously. I love that. Did you watch the 2 episodes?
It was a bit absurd putting the tent over the parliament, though.
Yeah, that was a bit silly. Just because of a leak that someone...
Just because...
A plunging leak, wasn't it?
Spoiler alert, the plumbing was wrong.
Yeah.
Who could have seen that happening?
That was pretty good twist.
That's why the government has a lot of leaks in their things, is it?
That's it, the plumbing's bad.
Such a good show. Rake is great. Everyone should be watching that.
And it actually rated really through the roof, too.
Nearly,
the highest ratings I think they've ever had for Rake.
Because it's last season.
Because there's nothing on a Sunday night, basically, so I think it basically...
I don't like that it's on Sunday night, because I forget...
It should be on Thursday nights, more good.
Or a Wednesday, I think.
To be fair, it's on the box, so I just remember. The box remembers, I don't
know. Well, that's it. I usually see it on iView the next morning.
But you haven't got a PVR, have you?
No, I just watch it on iView.
He's old full school.
I stream everything, Mick. I watch it on iView.
You should have it on PVR.
Nah, I don't need a PVR.
Yeah.
Wow, Mick's telling you about technology, Mick. Oh, dear.
I must be doing something wrong.
Crikey. When I'm
next to you... Welcome back to the program. Before we go, we still...
Don't mention the wall.
Yeah, don't tell Basil Fawlty that.
Yeah. I'd love Fawlty Towers, though.
Fawlty Towers is pretty good. Mick's no Basil Fawlty, though.
Not with his new mustache.
I'm Fawlty Basil.
I don't know.
You're Fawlty Basil.
Fawlty Basil. But I don't know, we should have a before and after of Mick, before he lost his... We don't have a before photo.
But Mick, you did this last time and your beard grows back so quick anyway. So.
Yeah, I'm not hearing me, but...
I thought there was a drought on.
There was a drought on. Okay, Mick.
We're talking about droughts.
What do you got for us, Mick?
It's taken government so long to realise there's a drought on and to help the people who are in the drought. When you've got a drought, it's not only the farmers, it's also the people who live around in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Because the work dries up, there's no money around to buy stuff, and the money doesn't circulate. And there's a lot of problems.
You told me they didn't know this before, though?
They knew about it, but they didn't want to do anything about it.
I think they do want to do something about it, because to them it makes them feel like... I don't know, I think it's
they didn't wait until the last
The reason why
night.
They're doing something about it, because it makes them sound... It's a very political reason for doing something about
yeah,
it,
yeah,
right?
They're doing it now to make out, oh, look how good we are. But they should have been out there in the first place. And they're talking about redirection, having so-called dams up in the Northern Territory,
yeah,
and using irrigation. What high irrigation does is bring the salt out of the soil into the...
Well, I think you should, like, there's a good column, I think, in the Herald this week, last week, they were talking about how the government's not really fair dinkum about the drought, because basically they come in too late and they only talk about the farmers doing it tough and not the ones that don't take government assistance. So a lot of people don't take government assistance in drought-affected areas.
Because a lot of them don't know about it.
And... Mm. It's part of the reality of the land. So essentially, you know, why are we giving all this assistance to people that it's to make the government get re-elected more so than helping the farmers?
Yes. Mm.
It's, you know, the reason why we're doing all this emergency assistance and publicity is more for... And the media only looks at the people doing it tough. They don't talk to the people that have actually... No, okay.
Yeah, but it's not only...
Well, why would you?
Not only the farmers are doing it tough, it's everyone else doing it tough as well.
Mm-hmm.
And...
But some farmers are prepared, and some farmers knew this was going to happen because this is a
yeah. But some people had the
it's like going to a shop that didn't realize, like an ice cream store, and not realizing that winter turned up and no one wants to buy ice cream anymore.
No, but some people had
like, you know, some things in a business you can understand.
Yeah, but these other people haven't been advised, or they haven't got the money to do the transfer
this is
over.
The thing. This is
and that's what
they
should have been
affected.
Doing yeah, in the right. first place.
Mm.
And I think we're going to have another. This year we're going to have a very big, hard drought.
But the issue that this economist makes is that basically by giving them the assistance, it keeps them stuck in the situation because they don't figure out that actually, hold on, my farm's too small, I haven't got the skills, I don't have enough money to do it, I'll struggle on and go forward when it's probably better that they don't go forward. It's better to cut your losses because your farm may not be viable.
Depends
on
where it is.
If the drought breaks you... Your farm's not viable.
Mm.
No.
You've got to be able to get...
Droughts everywhere.
This drought's not particularly that severe. It's severe because of its...
It has been severe.
No,
it's been over 12 months of rain, lack
but
of rain.
We've had longer droughts than that.
This is... This
widespread. That's the difference, yeah. Right?
And it's going to cost everyone because everyone is going to buy food...
Your bananas are expensive at the moment, but that's not because of the drought. That's
no. If you're going to buy food, it's going to be very expensive now. At present, the meat's cheap because they're getting rid of their meat, getting rid of the cattle and the sheep because they can't feed them. Now, once the rain breaks, we will have no... they'll be keeping their stock to breed up again.
Yeah,
so prices will go up.
That's a fact of the farming, right? It's always been there, even...
Yeah, but you still have to have farms. You still have to have farms where you live. We should be saying to the government, we want to be independent of the rest of the world because if you've got no food they can, and you're bringing in food in, they can be held it over you. They can hold food over you, just like water or anything else. Just like they are talking about China and how they're trying to corrupt our governments through putting money into their slush funds and stuff like that so they can be re-elected. But if you've got no food, you're vulnerable to being controlled.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be independent.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a problem right now. We seem still
it's not the problem now, but this is a problem for the future.
Yeah.
And if we don't start now, it'll be too late because the government's got...
Well, the biggest problem is water restrictions. I'm a bit disturbed by it. They don't click into 60% of the dam capacity, but the dam capacity has fallen from 90% to 60% in a short period of time.
Mm.
And it looks like the government's rules they've got for that are quite too low. They should be having water restrictions at 70 or 80%.
No.
Yeah, well, they should be, because it's ridiculous. Like, if we end up with a longer drought than we expect and we run out of water, that's a big problem. And it doesn't seem like they
what
have
we do
water
is
capacity.
Deport everyone. And you see the Aborigines sitting
down.
But
the water will still go.
You'll be seeing the Aborigines down and saying, oh, look at the boats departing. We finally won.
So where are you going to deport them to? You like that minister? It was a minister the other day that was on radio saying, oh, that was that idiot guy. What was his name? That guy that had that stupid speech. And he was trying to deport people.
Oh, the bloke who transferred over from the One Nation Party.
Final Solution Man.
The White Australia guy.
White Australia guy. And he was like saying, we've got to deport all these people.
Yeah.
And send them back to where they come from. They said they're Australian citizens. They live here. Got to deport them, but no one else will take them because they're not citizens there. You can't just send them off somewhere else.
Any excuse
they're
to get
born
rid of them,
here, like it's a bit hard and awkward.
Yeah. But that's the way it works.
So where would we go, Mick? Where would I go? Back to the UK?
You go back to the UK, I'll go
which
back.
Which part of the UK?
I go back to Greece.
I know it's going to be. It's going to be one of these DNA tests. You'll do a DNA test and they go, ah, oh, you're Scandinavian. You go over there.
Yeah,
that makes perfect sense, Mick.
What happens if you're half-half? Will they just send half of you?
Oh. They just cut you in half.
Well, it's not as bad as me. I'm everything.
Well, you'll be screwed, Mick.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
You'll be chopped up in 100 bits.
Even being 13% East Asian, that's being screwed too.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen, Mick, thankfully.
No.
It could
but we
happen.
Had some rain last week, so I did like last
we had
week.
Rain last
rain
night.
Last night?
I got caught in the rain.
It was very annoying. Perfect timing. As soon as I walked out of the office, it just poured down.
Basically the same for me, actually, as well.
Same as I jumped on my bike. It rained as soon as I jumped on my bike.
But I think the guy that went the nutty and had the celebration
that was great.
The paddock, he was, I think he deserved the medal of the week. That was brilliant.
He got
it's not often that
two or three million viewers on that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he got a lot of hits on it.
Good stuff.
No code violation there, strangely enough.
No. He had a shot on the right way, didn't he?
Yeah, was he practicing to be go to cricket or football?
I don't know. To learn how to be a streaker.
He's
a farm streaker.
Yeah. So you could be. So he does it on the farm first and he does it on the cricket patch.
You've got to prepare on the farm.
We've got to practice, you see, Mick. You've got to get your streaking right. And he's
cricket and football. Without a streaker, it's not cricket and football.
He's the streaker of the year, I think, actually. He's got the most attention of any streaker.
I haven't seen it, to be honest.
You did? Oh, there we go. Well, I'll send you the clip later.
Okay.
If you really want to see it.
Okay. We'll be back.
I think this is. Do you have a movie review? No, I don't think so. This is the show.
Already? Okay.
I think so.
We're done.
The Wheelies are up next. World on Wheels.
Yeah.
Very exciting show.
We'll be back next week.
They're in deep discussion. Get me a show ready.
Are they called the Wheelers or the Wheelers?
No, the World on Wheels. I just call them the Wheelies.
World on Wheels.
There's no Wheelers there. No.
They're Wheelers and Dealers, mate.
No, Wheelers. The Wheelers are on Middle Eastern Bogan. I mean, not Middle Eastern. upper Bogan.
Upper Middle Bogan.
Okay, Mary. I think
upper
that's
Middle
it.
Eastern? No.
That's called a smart street life.
Don't forget, you can listen to our podcast somewhere, Steve.
Yeah, thewildwest.com.au.
And we're on demand in a couple of minutes at 893fm.com.au. And we'll be back next week.